If you are a coach and if you are not sure whether you will be able to help your clients to get some results with your skills and knowledge, then this one quality can help you to get amazing results for your client and help you to become a better coach. So let's figure it out in this particular episode. Hello everyone, you are listening to Rishabh Jain on The Rishabh Jain Show, digital marketing podcast for side hustlers. And my mission with this podcast is to give you the best strategies, tactics, and knowledge about sales and marketing funnels so that you can build and grow your digital coaching and consulting business and live the life of freedom and abundance. And the episode begins now. Being a coach, your number one job and also the responsibility is to help your clients to move forward, help your client to get results, help your clients to get the clarity about the next step that they have to take to make the progress. Okay, this is very important. If you really want to grow as a coach and if you want to create success stories, because if you cannot create success stories with your coaching, if your clients are not getting results, then in that case, it will be very difficult for you to survive in this industry and to keep getting new clients and scale your business. So There are many coaches out there who are not sure about whether they can help their clients or not. And if you are someone who is just starting out and you are starting to get clients and to help, and you want to help them to get the results, but you are not sure whether you will be able to do it with your skills and knowledge or not. So let's talk about this one quality which can help you to bring breakthroughs, to help you to bring clarity in the minds of your client. It can help you to bring the breakthroughs in their life and help you to create more success stories. Now, what is this quality that I'm talking about? So this quality is asking the right questions. Okay, this is the ability and the quality of asking the right questions. So your job as a coach is to give the clarity to your clients, because they are stuck in a problem and they want the solution. Okay, and if you can help them to get that clarity, amazing. They will get the, they will move forward, they will take the action, and they will make the progress, and in this way you will create a success story. But how many times have you seen that there is a person, and when you tell them that this is you need to do, and they actually go and do it? Very rarely it happens. Okay, if you tell someone that you need to do this, 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 and this, they, most of the time, it happens that the people actually don't do it. And the reason is because they don't actually trust blindly to someone. Okay. And because of that, it happens that they don't take action. So if you will ask the right question, it is something which is going to help a lot. Because when you ask the right question to your clients, what is going to happen? They are going to answering that question, those questions. And your job, you should ask these questions in such a way that they will come to a conclusion where they know exactly what is the next step which is right for them. Okay, so you ask them the questions, you go deep, and you keep asking them questions until the point they reach to, they actually got this clarity that what is the next step that they need to take. Okay. So, for example, sometimes you can keep asking why questions again and again and again till the point they reach to the root, and then you can ask them, okay, so what do you think is the right step that you can take at this moment to come out from this problem? What do you think is the most practical step that you can take right now? And if you ask these type of questions, what will happen? They will open up their mind. And because you have already asking the questions about problem, what is the problem, what they want to achieve, and all this stuff. So what is going to happen? They will know exactly that what they want to achieve. Okay, so let me just give you few initial questions as well that you can ask. Okay, so it will make more sense to you. So when you start, you can start with something like the goal. Or maybe you can start with something like the problem that they have. Okay, what is the problem that they are stuck at? Then you will ask them, okay, this is the problem. Now tell me, what are your goals? Okay, what are your goals? What you are trying to achieve here? So they will tell you about the goals. Okay, so you have shown them the problem. You have asked them the question about the problem. They've described the problem. And you can actually go deep into that problem. You can ask the follow-up questions like, okay, so now how this problem is affecting you? What are the other challenges you are facing because of this problem? You can keep asking these type of questions. So they will actually go deep to the root and will be able to see the problem very clearly. Then you will ask about the goals, and you can ask the questions like, okay, so if this is the goal, how it is going to help you? What are the other benefits you are going to have when you will see this, when you will solve this problem? And when they have this clarity that, okay, this is the problem, now this is my goal that I'm trying to achieve, you ask them, okay, so what do you think is the next step that you can take to achieve this goal and to solve this problem, right? And when you do this, what is going to happen? They will come up with the answer themselves. They will come up with the answer themselves because they have already described their problem a lot. They have actually got the clarity about the goals that they want. And now when you ask them this question, there are very high chances that they will be able to see the next step by themselves. And if they will see that step by themselves, they are definitely going to take the action because they have figured it out. You didn't tell them that what you need to do. They have figured it out by themselves. So they are going to take the action. And when they are going to take the action, they will make the progress. And when they will make the progress, they will get the success. And this is how you will create the success stories. So the art of asking right questions is one of the best quality that you can inculcate as a coach. So if you are trying to be a coach, if you are in a coaching business, or if you are entering into it, just learn this art of asking questions. Okay, just see that what are those right questions that you can ask. Okay, and if you can just develop this quality in yourself, it is going to help you a lot to create those success stories, to help your clients actually solve the problems, and to also grow your own coaching business and scale it. It can be the game changer. Okay, so I hope that you got the value from today's episode, and if you feel that it was useful, let me know. You can also leave a review in the platform where you are listening, or you can tell me in the comment what do you think about it. Okay, so that's all. See you next time. Till then, stay awesome, stay blessed. I hope you find today's episode helpful and valuable. Please share this episode with your friends so that I can reach out to more and more people and help them with my podcast. Also, don't forget to subscribe the podcast on your favorite streaming platform and write a review about the show. You can download my 7-step guide to start and launch your first digital coaching program by going to the link swiy.co/coach. swiy.co/coach. see you in the next episode very soon. Till then, stay blessed, stay awesome. This is your host, Rishabh Jain, signing off. Thank you very much.